Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Start things off. Happy birthday to the head coach. And you guys coming off a 3-1 loss last Sunday to the Prince George Spruce Kings. Obviously a tough one there. A very highly competitive game with a playoff-like atmosphere. What were your big takeaways from the game?
Yeah, I thought we played some good hockey last weekend. The results obviously are not what we wanted. I thought we needed to dig a little harder and play through some bodies and get some middle ice to score some goals against PG. It's kind of been a common theme for us here. I know that we were 2-0 against them, but the goals are at a premium. It's a more of a playoff style hockey game, and guys are going to have an understanding. Things get a little bit tighter and a little bit harder to score goals. So I think it's a good lesson for our group to see what that looks like. We're going to see them obviously 4 more times here. So, and then if it ended today, it would be a team that we're playing in the playoffs as well. So, even though the results weren't what we wanted, I thought it's a learning lesson for our group, and hopefully we learn from it. And hopefully we can kind of go up from here.
A player that's flourished for you guys this season, Nathan Mackey, the captain. He got his 20th this season last week and goals in back-to-back games now. What can you say about his play as of late and how he's just bringing his team into the battle here for you guys?
Yeah, that's exactly what he does, is he gets everything. He earns everything he gets. So I think his goal against Wenatchee was a prime example of what he is and why he wears the C for our team and why he's going to be successful here and at the next level. He gets hit hard and dusts himself off and gets back in front of the net and ends up getting rewarded for it. So he's a good example for a lot of our guys to look at, that if you do the hard things, you're going to get rewarded for them. So that's why he is in the position he is on our team.
And a couple lineup changes for you guys, one of those being Nick Leggett. He returns back to the lineup from injury. He's missed the last couple of weeks. What do you expect for him stepping into the lineup here for you guys?
Yeah, I think, obviously, I thought he was doing some decent things before he got hurt, and then he unfortunately gets hurt. So we look for him to come in and be a puck mover and play hard down low, just like all of our other D-men. But I'm excited to see what he can do here. I know he's excited to play again as well. So hopefully he can bring that element of getting pucks up quick, keeping it simple in our zone, and facilitating the puck up to our forwards so we can get on the attack.
And we talked about the competitive game with Prince George. You guys had 14 penalty minutes in that game, which was the most since November the 28th for you guys. How tough is it just walking that line between wanting to be physical but also just keeping yourself out of the box as well?
Yeah, it's a tough one, because I definitely don't think there should have been that many penalties in the game. I thought it was a tightly contested game that maybe some things were called that shouldn't have been called, but I think at the end of the day, games like that, you're probably not going to see that many penalties in it, and especially when you get into the playoffs and things kind of tighten up. So, it was kind of penalties on both sides. I thought our kill was good. Our power play definitely could have been better. But it's one of those ones that many penalties kind of takes the flow out of a good competitive game, I think. So we got to be more disciplined, but at the same time, I think some of those shouldn't have been penalties.
And last question for you. It's your fourth meeting now on the season with West Kelowna. You guys 5 points back them for third going into the game. What's the big key to success here tonight?
Yeah, I think it's do what we did last time against them. They're obviously a team that likes to attack off the rush. They got some forwards that have some good numbers, and if you let them skate and you let them attack and kind of get into a track meet with these guys, you'll be in trouble. So as long as we're responsible, we play our style of game, don't get sucked into what they want to do, I think we'll be all right.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the West Kelowna Warriors, Simon Ferguson. Simon, you guys coming off a 3-1 loss last Sunday against the Chilliwack Chiefs. You guys were obviously on that road trip over to the mainland. What are your overall takeaways from those two games over there?
Yeah, I didn't think we played our best hockey down there. We've been kind of a little bit up and down on the way we've been playing, and Chilliwack's a fast team that I think, not that we weren't ready for, but I think the guys looking at the standings are thinking, well, this is going to be an easier night than it is. And, within this division and some of the top teams around the league, there's never really an easy night.
And you guys are right now in the midst of a season-long 7-game homestand. What are your thoughts early on midway through this trip, and how do you close things off strong over the final three here?
Yeah, I mean, we got to have guys step up and play simple hockey. It's the old cliche of chip it in, chip it out, if you will. But we have to take the opportunities that come, and we got to score goals when it's the right time, and you got to make simple plays when it's the right time. And the final one is staying out of the box. You know, it seems that we come in here and you know, whatever reason, same as when Sam and Arm came into our rink. We got bounces, and we came in here, they get bounces. So we're going to have to earn everything we get, and we're going to have to work for it.
And you guys going through a bit of the injury bug right now through up and down your roster, have a couple affiliated prospects in the lineup tonight. How crucial is it for those players to step in the big roles and just to come together as a team while you're dealing with these injuries?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us to see some guys for next year and see who can step up. And then for our guys who maybe were more of a depth role earlier in the year, to really log some minutes and see if they can get to that next level before next year starts. So big opportunity for those guys, big opportunity for the APs coming in, and you know, bring some energy to the lineup where, you know, some guys are excited because they get to actually play a little more than they normally would. So from that standpoint, and on the other side, we've, you know, the veteran guys need to know that we have to play extra simple and extra smart and really compete to win games.
And a real big positive for you guys this season, your power play, just hovering over 24% on the season. What is it about your power play unit that is becoming so special, and how are you able to get that message across to your players?
Yeah, it's interesting. You look at the stats, and I think it's always higher than you ever think it's going to be, because you feel like you go games and you're just like, what are we doing out there? So, you know, happy to just keep it simple, get shots, go to the net, and you know, on the other side of things, it's the PK that really needs to step up and block shots and compete on that end as well.
And last question for you. Your fourth meeting now on the season with Salmon Arm. You'll have five in total. The home team has taken the first three. So what is the key to success here to taking Salmon Arm down and their home ice?
Yeah, we gotta have starts. I mean, face-offs are going to be huge. They're a big face-off team, and I know that they'll be riled up and fired up to come play us. So everyone's looking to move up in the standings, and there's, you know, you go from second to eighth real quick in this division. So we've got to be ready to play.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.